This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A new coronavirus discovered in Chinese bats is sparking alarm. The new bat coronavirus has the capacity to spread to humans, similar to the virus that caused the COVID-19 pandemic. The virus, called the HKU5-CoV-2, was found by a Chinese research team led by virologist Xi Zhengli, known as Batwoman for her work on coronaviruses, especially at the Wuhan Institute. Hundreds of different types of coronaviruses exist, but only a few can infect humans, including SARS, SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus that caused COVID-19, and MERS, or Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. This new one, HKU5-CoV-2, uses the ACE2 receptor to infect organisms. SARS-CoV-2 also uses the ACE2 receptor for infection. The new coronavirus type, HKU5-CoV-2, is a coronavirus belonging to the Mirbacovirus group, which also includes the virus that causes MERS. It has a higher potential to infect humans than other coronaviruses because of the way it binds to the human ACE2, making it similar to SARS-CoV-2 and the common cold virus. Bat mirbacoviruses, which are phylogenetically related to MERS-CoV-2, pose a high risk of spillover to humans, either through direct transmission or by intermediate hosts. The potential for the virus to spill over into humans is cause for concern. Researchers found that HKU5-CoV-2 has a distinct lineage in bats that efficiently use human ACE2 and underscores their potential zoonotic risk. In late 2020, St. Peter's Hospital in Helena, Montana, fired its oncologist, Dr. Thomas Weiner, and took the extraordinary step of publicly accusing him of hurting patients. The hospital said the doctor overprescribed narcotics and gave chemotherapy to patients who did not have cancer, among other allegations. Despite being notified by St. Peter's that it had revoked Weiner's privileges, the Montana Board of Medical Examiners renewed his license in 2021 and in 2023. Last week, the board renewed his license again for another 2 years. Questions about whether Weiner would be permitted to continue practicing medicine intensified after a December investigation exposed a trail of patient harm and at least 10 suspicious deaths tied to his practice. That investigation detailed how Weiner built a high-volume business that billed as much as possible to public and private insurance, while many of his patients received unnecessary, dangerous, or substandard care. While it's unclear what the medical board considered before renewing Weiner's license, the investigation caught the attention of law enforcement. Criminal investigators with the Montana Department of Justice launched an official inquiry this month. After St. Peter's Hospital in Helena fired Weiner, he sued the hospital for wrongful termination and defamation. After a 4-year legal battle, the Montana Supreme Court sided with the hospital. The court wrote that the hospital's peer review process leading to Weiner's dismissal was reasonable and warranted due to the quantity and severity of Weiner's inappropriate patient care. The state medical board, after renewing Weiner's medical license, has faced criticism, especially since the Supreme Court found for the hospital and since former patients and family members of deceased patients of Weiner's have publicly shared their stories of the doctor's malfeasance. There is also now a criminal inquiry led by the Montana Attorney General's Office, which comes just months after the federal government settled with St. Peter's for making false claims when it billed government health programs for Weiner's services. The hospital has agreed to pay back $10.8 million. Federal prosecutors also sued Weiner, accusing him of an array of fraudulent practices, including billing federal insurance programs for unnecessary treatments or more expensive treatments than were delivered. Weiner has denied the allegations. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.